you got something you want to get off your chest, you can do it. 704-570-9595. We are a judgment-free zone, which means you tell us your confession. If you want some advice on it, we could try and help you. If not, we're just going to let you go. No matter what it is, right, Loren? I mean, think about the confessions we've gotten in the last couple years. Crazy ones, funny ones.
It's a judgment-free zone.
We followed someone's entire summer. It was a nanny who was getting hit on by the father that she worked for, the family. And it turns out that the father and, I mean, we followed that story all summer long.
The parents ended up getting a divorce.
Yeah, and I tried to find the nanny a job off the air. I worked with her because she was so good to us. So, Confession Wednesday, 704-570-9595. You don't need to say your name. Don't need to say your city. Just tell us what's going on. Anonymous in Charlotte, Loren, kicks us off on Confession Wednesday. What is your confession?
I stole from my mom.
What did you steal?
Well, I stole a bunch of money that my dad had left her. And, yeah, I stole a bunch of money that my dad left her. And,
How long ago?
A couple years ago. He left me in charge of it. And I'm an only child, and I was supposed to be holding on to it. And I ended up buying myself a car and some other stuff.
How much money do you think you took?
Probably like $80,000 all told.
$80,000. And mom didn't know about this money, or you told her it went away and you don't know who took it?
I don't know. She's not that great with money. That's why my dad left me in charge of it. And I guess she was confused and thought that she needs to go into a home, and she doesn't have enough. And she's saying, I wish dad had left, you know,
oh my gosh.
More money. I know.
Well, it sounds like you feel bad about it, but do you think you'll ever tell her or take care of her now?
I mean, I just want to take care of her now. I don't know what to do. I feel terrible. I feel really bad.
What would she say if you told her, like, hey, mom, you know, they're always parents to us. Mom, I made a really bad decision, but I'm going to do whatever I can to help you. You think that might make you feel a little better? If you told, I mean, you're telling us, so hopefully that's the start of it.
I don't know. I just want to help her.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for the confession. I mean... Do you have a plan to help her? Like, are you working a job? Are you starting to save? Are you going to be able to get her home in-home care or whatever you said? Is that going to happen, you think?
I'm trying. I don't know what I'm going to be able to do, but I'm going to try.
Okay. Well, confessing to us might be the first step to helping you, Anonymous. Good luck, okay?
Thank you.
All right. Wow. Can you imagine? Anonymous, how are you?
Hey.
Welcome to Confession Wednesday. What's your confession?
Hi. I met my girlfriend of 7 months, 8 months, going to 8 months, on Tinder. And, you know, we hit it off really well. But a couple months in, I don't know what came over me one weekend, but I ended up cheating on her with some random person.
So it's a new relationship, Loren. 2 months, really likes her, but cheated on her with some random person.
Okay.
Is that a case of what you don't know won't hurt you, or?
Yeah. Don't put me in the middle.
I mean, it's 2 months, right, Anonymous?
It's actually 8 months now, but 2 months into our relationship.
Okay.
And you don't think you'll ever tell her?
No. I love her. I don't anymore. Like, that was a mistake that I brought up with some close people of mine, friends, and they've told me themselves to kind of just keep it, but I always wondered if I should ever be honest with her one day or, but right now I don't want to, I know it would hurt her a lot and I don't want it to affect our relationship at all.
Okay.
All right. Well, good luck with that. You know, I don't know, Loren, you know, it's not a popular opinion, but I say if you're not, when you're early on in a relationship, a month or 2 months and something happens, maybe he should have told her back then.
But you think it's too late to say anything now?
Yeah, and does it really matter in hindsight? I don't know. I don't know. If things are going well.
It does matter, but...
Well, clearly he feels guilty. Don't worry about what I think. I'm just saying, you know?
Yeah.
All right, we got more people on hold. Someone is pregnant. Nobody knows.
Mm.
Another person split up with their fiance, working things out, but someone new has jumped in as well. And we want to hear your confession at 704-570-9595.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
If you want to get a confession on the radio, you can. Completely anonymous. Judgment-free zone, right, Loren?
Absolutely.
And it's where we kind of just open the closet and share our thoughts with each other. This is anonymous, and you are on Confession Wednesday. What's your confession?
So I have not told anybody, but I am pregnant. And the reason I haven't told nobody is it's my birthday weekend. And this weekend, and I plan on telling, like, my husband and our family.
So your phone's not great, Anonymous, so I'm just going to work through this with you. Loren, you looked up.
Yeah, I thought she was going to say something else. Thank goodness she didn't. But,
she's pregnant, but she doesn't want anybody to know because it's her birthday weekend.
Yes.
And you want to party this weekend and you don't want people to be nervous about
you? That's what I thought she was going to say, but that's not what she said. She said she wanted to tell her husband and her family this weekend.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like, I just want it to be a big surprise because I'm really excited. Like, I recently had a miscarriage, so I'm, like, really, really excited about it.
Well, congratulations. Loren and I both thought you were going to go the other way with the confession where you're like, I don't want people to tell me I can't drink. I'm about to be lit this weekend.
Thank God you did not.
No.
That's awesome. Well, congratulations, Anonymous, and I'm sure everybody's going to be really, really happy. Do you have a cool way to do it?
Actually, we have a son, and I have a shirt made for him that says, I'm going to be promoted to a big bro, and it has, like, a Batman, because Batman's his big
bro. Cool.
Like, so, and then, like, I have a nightgown made that says Robin, like, his sidekick.
Aww. Oh, how great. All right, Anonymous, well,
good
congratulations.
For you. We're so excited for you.
Thank you.
All right, good secret. Hard secret to keep, too.
Mm-hmm.
Another Anonymous, go ahead. What's on your mind on Confession Wednesday?
I actually met a guy back in February on a dating website, and we met in person. Everything was cool. We kept talking up until about a week ago. We decided to move furniture, and it was horrible. He was very inexperienced. Now I understand why he hasn't been moving furniture much. And it's like he's in love now. He wants to go forward. But I'm telling him that it didn't turn out as good as he thought it did.
We talked to...
So you're being honest.
Anonymous, we talked to a guy named Kevin earlier this week on the show who was kind of in the same situation, clicked on every level with this woman, met on Tinder, went on 3 dates, and then they kissed. And he's like, the kiss was awful.
Mm-hmm.
What do I do?
I heard that episode.
Yeah. So you're kind of in the same position, but you're talking about moving furniture.
Yeah.
So is that... Is that going to be it?
That's it. I mean, he wants me to teach him and help him. It's no help. It's not doable.
You just don't have time.
You don't even know where to begin. Furniture moving for dummies.
Yeah. I mean, he's young. I'm older.
Okay.
Girl, are you the best he ever had?
Oh my God.
He's not going to leave her alone now.
He's not, and he's calling, he's texting, and I told him we can be friends.
Oh, you friend-zoned him.
On a friendly level, but not move furniture again.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, good luck with that. Thanks for the confession, okay?
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right, you got it. One more to wrap up Confession Wednesday, another Anonymous. Go ahead. Confession Wednesday, what's your confession?
Well, me and my fiancé split up not too long ago, and then we decided that we were going to work things out, but... I kind of met somebody off of a dating site, and we moved furniture last night, and we really liked each other.
You moved furniture last night?
Yes.
Okay.
So are you going to cut other dude off?
It's a complicated situation. I want to, but we have a child together, so it's kind of one of those things where I'm going to have to see him anyways. And I want to cut him off, but, like, I don't want to hurt him. So, like, I have no idea what to do.
Are you coming back from the furniture moving event right now? Are you driving home?
Oh, no, I did that earlier this morning.
Yeah, okay, right when we kicked off the show and mentioned that Roy wasn't here. Thanks. Thanks for tuning in bright and early as we got you home.
Oh, you are so very welcome.
Okay, so you need to make the decision. Obviously, if you're a fiancé you're trying to work things out with knew about this, he wouldn't be happy, right? We'd be doing War of the Roses instead of Confession Wednesday.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I don't know. Do you want to give her – I mean, I know it's judgment-free. We're not supposed to give you advice, but I will tell you that I don't think kids is always the best reason to stay together. I know a lot of parents who – a lot of people – whose parents tried to stay together,
sure.
And the kids wish they didn't because it just wasn't a good environment.
They're happier like, without, I'm yeah.
Better off. Mom and dad went their separate ways. They were much happier.
Well, if mom and dad are happier, that makes for a happier home environment as
true.
Well.
So, all right. Well, good luck, Anonymous.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Do you hear the glow in her voice?
The glow?
Yeah, the glow in her voice. I mean, we're less than 12 hours away from that event.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Lauren Show.
So Kanye West has some bizarre moments, but this one might take the cake, and people, we can't stop talking about it. Wait until you would hear what happened live on TMZ. It's coming up in the Dirty on the 30 in 10 minutes.